Om Shanti, good morning. So Nirbhay is on his way. So I just thought that before he comes, we're going to use this time with him, not as class, but more as a family meeting. Okay? So it's our opportunity to interact with him. First, I just want to give you the translation frequencies. English is 107, Spanish 96, Portuguese 99, Vietnamese 104, Tamil 89, and Thai 93. Should I repeat? Spanish 96, Portuguese 99, Vietnamese 104, Tamil 89, and Thai 93. 107, but we won't need English because Nirbhay will speak in English to us, okay? Okay. There's headphones at the back, but those are English, but I don't think it will be necessary. So, my thought was that, why don't we take a little bit of time between us and just see if we can formulate a few good questions that we could ask Nirbhay. So when he's here, then we could interact with him. So anything, I mean, Nirbhay has such a wealth of experience. He's had personal time with personal sustenance from Sakar Baba, Mama, Dari Prakashmani. So let's just get into groups of three and put the people next to you and let's just reflect what would be a good question that we could ask him when he's here, so that our session with him will be interactive. So imagine you have this time with him, and whatever question that you would have loved to ask a senior but you never got a chance to ask, this is your opportunity. So let's in groups of three just think about what are good questions that we could ask Nirbhay, so when he's here we could have a nice interactive session with him. Is that okay? It's a good plan? Okay? So, and then what I would like you to do is write out your questions and then just bring it, okay, bring it in front here. Okay? Great. Isko bola do. So we got Gopi to say hello to all of us.
Hello. I think one of the things we learn in Baba's Yajna is how to become an embodiment of patience. Right? Especially in Madhuban, where the program changes every 2 minutes. 1 minute yes, 1 minute no, 1 minute yes. I've just come from Dadi Ratan Mohini, and she's coming. She's just not now, she's had a nature call.
Okay.
So as soon as the nature call is fulfilled, she will be present with all of you. But this is a 94-year-old body. So you can imagine the car does not move in fifth gear. So these daddies are precious angels, and of course, you know, they're troopers. Despite whatever she goes through, she makes sure she's here in the morning reading Murali every day. This is her commitment. Whether she slept at night or not, she's here in the morning reading Murali. And a little update on Daddy Janki's health. Yesterday, day before yesterday morning, the doctor came to see her. And Daddy anyway has had ongoing issues with her stomach for quite a while. But yesterday, day before yesterday, detected quite an upcoming lung infection. And so she's being treated for that, and then the doctor just clamped down. No visits, total bed rest. She needs to recover fully. So we're not quite sure how long Daddy's going to be in Stirling Hospital for in Ahmedabad. But our good wishes so that that chariot gets the energy of our good wishes to recover. Her willpower is amazing. Daddy's willpower is absolutely incredible, that she surrenders to every scene in the drama and lets Baba use her.
Okay,
great. So we're very lucky. We have
so if we could just give Nivedita a bit of an indication where we are from. So I'll just call up the regions and then we can wave your hand. So Asia, Pacific, Asia, Australasia, Vietnam, Thai, Sibovadai. Americas, North and South. Brazil. Europe, Middle East, the Baltic countries, Russia and the Baltic countries, no one from Russia, and Africa, a few from Africa, three, four. Okay, so it's such a great pleasure and honor for all of us that we could be with you today, Nivedita. I was sharing with one of the new sisters in the bus the precious moments we used to have with you in the courtyard in Pandav Bhavan and how that personal, informal chit-chat was used to make our Madhuban trip so special. So we're happy to have this time with you.
Om Shanti. All of you are most welcome to your own sweet home, Madhuban. May I know who are here for the first time? Okay. So what am I supposed to speak to them?
Tell us stories. Because I was seeing
stories of what?
Bapsaman. I was seeing it from being Bapsaman. So, your experiences with Baba and Mama in the journey of becoming Bapsaman.
Om Shanti. May I know who are staying in Gyan Sarovar? In Pandav Bhavan? Okay. Because it's a bit cold up there. Night temperature goes down to 3-2 Celsius. Well, when I think of the good old days of Madhuban. In the beginning, that is 61 years ago, when I came to visit Madhuban for the first time. It was a very small place, just the old building. There was no other new construction there. You must have been to Baba's room. Have you seen that? So beside Baba's room, now it is sitting room or meeting room, that used to be Mamma's room. And how many sisters and brothers would be there at that time? Can you imagine? Those who were looking after Madhuvan activities. Total number was 25, out of which 5 brothers, about 6 or 7 grandmothers, and the remaining is, and most of them middle-aged. Those who were writing the Murli, typing the Murli, and then the one who would be printing the Murli and sending. What do you call that? Those days, not what you are having these days. All handwritten, stencils, dancing, and then packing and sending to the centers. Because the number of centers, like it was only 25 in India. And there were persons outside India, Jyanti Vendra in London, Jyoti Vendra in Cambodia. So they used to get Murli copies. So that was the time, I'm talking of 1959, when I came to Madhuvan for the first time. It was very special for me and my friends, 2 other friends. We didn't have Amrit Vela meditation at that time. Individually, anyone could do that. But collective meditation used to be for half an hour before. In the beginning, there would be Mamma's Murli for about 10 minutes. And then Brothers Murli, about half an hour. That's morning class. After the class, we used Baba and Mama in Mama's room, which they called meeting in amber. About 6 or 7 people were there at that time when I came for the first time. So someone would recite a poem, someone would ask questions, share some stories. Mama would share some words of wisdom. And then it used to be Toli session. Having warm hugs from Mama and Bab and Toli in mouth. So that is how it used to be at that time, the beginning. That time there won't be any classes. We could just of the beginning of, and otherwise we would go out visiting temples, going for boating in the Naki Lake, sometimes sightseeing. I remember for the first time when I was there, we had gone with Mama going through the bush towards Sunset Point, Anadra Point, and there we had meditation in the evening before sunset. And Brother Vishwaratan, he had carried some ice cream, kulfi. So Mama spoke to us for a little while about the beauty of Brahmin life and how to maintain our enthusiasm in spiritual learning. And then at the end we all received ice cream. So it was ice cream picnic. Otherwise, every evening, Baba used to say, every evening you must play. So we used to have badminton. There is no word like goodminton, but badminton. So that used to be near Baba's room. We used to have three games. Mama's team on one side, Baba's team on other side. It used to be a real fun because Baba was a bit tall. So he would say, come on child, take it. But it would be so forceful. We were not able to take that and return it. Vishwaratan Dada was there who could face Baba's shorts. And then in the evening we used to have class early. Early dinner and then early class. And what was the class about? In the beginning, Mama's assistant sister, she used to read the letters received from different centers giving godly service news. Then Mama would speak to the class asking everyone if everyone was happy or having any problem. It was like family get together and then Mama's Murli for a little while, maybe 10-12 minutes, and then Baba would come. And Baba's drishti from near distance, you can imagine how powerful it would be. And then Baba would give evening class for about 15 minutes. It was such a beautiful, relaxed program all the day. No stress, nothing. Just spiritual enjoyment. One could enjoy one's own personal things like writing something or meditating. There was no separate Baba's room at that time. Baba's hut was there. But not the way it is there now. So this is how the beginning was there, and It was such a beautiful life, beautiful life day. When I spent about 1 week, because our program was for 1 week, I had 2 months holiday at that time, so I spoke to Baba if I could stay for more time. And Baba replied, "Sweet child, it's your home. Stay as long as you wish." So I extended my stay for another 2-3 days. But that was something which brought about the change in my personal life. On seeing Baba, full of spiritual energy, vibrations very magnetic, and Baba's drishti would always give the feeling of Shiv Baba's presence in Baba's forehead. And that would give such a feeling, very sweet and highly spiritual. And that was the aim of my life. Even at young age, I was attracted to spiritual learning, just like yourselves. And then it was something like having personal relationship with Mama and Baba. Because before I came to Madhuban, Mama had spent 1 month in Bombay, where I took the knowledge. And we used to listen to her every evening, 5 to 6. And then coming to Madhuban, meeting her again, with that understanding that, oh, Mama is here to receive us. So that was something very beautiful, I should say, childhood, spiritual childhood. And after some time, I think it was after another 1 or 2 months, Baba came to stay in Bombay, just before Diwali of 1959. And Baba's stay in Bombay was very useful, fruitful for me, because I still had my holidays. And you can imagine the place where Baba was staying belonged to one of Baba's very close families. And they had constructed their new flat, 3-bedroom flat, and offered to Baba, "Baba, you are welcome to stay in that flat, fully furnished flat, as long as you wish. After that, we will shift to the flat." So from October to April, Baba stayed there. And that was something, next step in learning. how Baba used to serve new people and also give sustenance to the ones who had become Baba's children. Can you imagine Baba speaking the Murli, holding the phone like this for sisters? She won't be able to come to meet Baba. I don't say she was in bondage, but because of the customs and systems. So when her hubby would go for morning walk, she would call Baba. And Baba would take a phone. And about 5-6 of us used to be there sitting in front. Dadi Ratnamohini, Dadi Shailendra, their mothers, myself, Dada Anand Kishore, and maybe one or two others, but that's all. And then Baba would speak the Murli as if Baba was speaking to the whole world. Even at that time, Baba had invoked all of you. So, being very new to the Gyan, I was not able to understand what is this. Baba is speaking to the world. And then, slowly and slowly, the understanding came. How Father of all souls had descended and was invoking those of Baba's children who had received the message. And then I will just give you a short that before Baba left the body, 10 years later, there were 150 centers by that time established in India. And now, after Baba left the body, became avyakt, as Baba shared with us. Previously, Baba had to spend time after his own physical well-being. Now the entire time, being in that subtle angelic stage, angelic form, the entire 24 hours or limitless time is only for children of the global divine family. Baba reaching his children all over the world. I don't know whether you have had that experience or not, but that's how Baba nurtured the divine family and is nurturing even now. Now these are very strange things for some people who don't understand the philosophy of Brahma Kumaris.
Thank you.
Whenever Bala or Mama would visit outside Madhuban, visiting different places, there used to be lot of enthusiasm among the divine family wherever they went. But I remember when Baba would come to stay in Bombay, it was such a nourishing, enriching stay for us. Baba would be there, but going to Baba's class early morning, and then during the daytime, personal meetings. And you know that Bombay is cosmopolis, and people of all ages, from all religions, all backgrounds, they are there. Some of them may be interested when they would come to know that Baba was there. Then Baba would meet some VIPs and those who really wanted to meet Baba. And Baba had always impressed the people who met him. Baba would start the meeting with silence, giving drishti to the new people even. Aiye dadi. Mera time hi nahi hai. Main to aise hi aa gaya yahan. See, I am very proud of Dadi Ratanamayini, seeing her even today as our teacher, after the 7 days course in Bombay, she became the Murli teacher for me. She used to read out the Murli to us, myself, my friends, from the Indian Navy. So many things connected with Dadis, Dadas, but I am sure you all like to know something about Baba and Mama. Baba would be meeting anyone who would come to meet, sitting on the floor. There would be carpet in the room, maybe drawing room or classroom, and then white sheet would be there on that, on the top. Anyone who would come, maybe ministers from the government, maybe judges from the judiciary, maybe some business persons or from the media, anyone. Baba's way of meeting was sitting on the ground, giving drishti. Baba would say, first, magnetize the soul and then speak to them. I remember one little story. One brother from media, he was writing Sindhi articles for a magazine, and he wanted to meet Baba. But in Sindhi, they always called Baba as Dada. So I requested Baba that one brother wants to see you. He is a journalist. So Baba said, he's welcome. Next day, the meeting was there. And as I said, Baba would sit down and the person who would meet also sit in front. And Baba would be in silence in the beginning. So this brother was very enthusiastic, asking Baba, how could he have the experience of self-realization? He asked the same question from Baba. How can I have self-realization? And then Baba looked at him smilingly and asked him, sweet child, who wants to realize the self? He said, myself, I want to realize. And then Baba explained to him, who is speaking? I and mine. You are a soul. And just be in that feeling that you are a soul and you belong to the Supreme Soul. Just be in stillness now for a little while. After 2-3 minutes, Baba asked him, sweet child, did you have the experience of self-realization? Just in 2-3 minutes. And from then on, he started addressing Baba as Baba. Yes, Baba, I had the experience of light on your forehead and feeling very light internally. And then he became Baba's regular student in the class. Similarly, there are other examples also. But then, Baba always wanted every one of us to become instruments for other people. So he also became an instrument, writing articles based on Baba's Murlis. Or he would take some points from Brother Jagdish Chandra's writings in the magazine, Jnanam. And then he became very, very well known among his readers because he would write such beautiful articles benefiting the people. And then he became instrumental in having international conferences, Sindhi's conference in Mount Abu. Top people from all over the world, from Sindhi community, were there in those conferences. And also, because of his connection, very well-known artists, singers, dancers, they also came to entertain the people who were participating in the conferences. So the idea is Baba's unconditional love, Baba's supreme purity of vibrations, and Baba's intention to bestow the kingdom of heaven to every child. That was the basis of many, many brothers and sisters who realized Baba's coming, Shri Baba's coming and meeting through Brahma Baba's drishti. And also, those who became Baba's heir apparents, they would always be benefited by warm hugs from Baba. Om Shanti.
Shanti. Thank you, Nivarbhai. Wonderful. Getting these first-hand stories and reflections touches our hearts very deeply. Makes us feel that something that Baba had given you, we are able to take now for ourselves.